This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Kentucky remains one of only three states in the nation that permanently disenfranchises those convicted of a felony offense unless they receive an individual pardon from the governor. However, a statewide coalition has been working for over a decade to change that, and they believe momentum may be on their side. Our partners at WMMT Radio in Whitesburg recently covered a rally at the state capitol in Frankfort about the legislation before lawmakers this session. Elizabeth Sanders files this report.
The ideal is that everything in my life has changed. I came out of prison. I got custody of my children. I've raised them right. I bought property. I've done everything that I feel a person should be able to do as an American citizen, as a citizen of Kentucky. Don't separate us any longer. It's time to bring us into society. Make us whole. Our future depends upon the fact that either we're part of this community or not. It shouldn't be us and them any longer. It should be us as a democracy.
That was Michael Heiser speaking at a Restoration of Voting Rights rally held in the Capitol Rotunda in Frankfort on Wednesday, January 15th. Members of Kentucky's Restoration of Voting Rights Coalition, a coalition of over 30 organizations from across Kentucky, gathered in Frankfort to speak with elected officials and show their support for House Bill 70 and Senate Bill 15. The passage of the legislation would allow Kentucky voters the choice to change Section 145 of the Kentucky Constitution to require the automatic restoration of voting rights to most former felons once they've paid their debt to society. The Kentucky Constitution currently states that a person convicted of a felony is not entitled to vote upon completion of their sentence, but may have their civil rights restored through an executive pardon by the governor. Automatic restoration would not be granted to former felons convicted of crimes involving treason, murder, sexual offenses, or bribery in an election. There are an estimated 243,842 Kentuckians who cannot vote because of felony convictions.
When my dad operated a general store years ago and he raised me there, we had all these tobacco farmers, grew lots of tobacco. The tenant farmers would come in and they would buy their groceries for 1 year. When they got their check, they came in and they paid my dad. You know what he did? He wrote on that page, paid in full for the debt that you created. Now, if you pay your debt, then you don't owe it no more.
That was retired State Representative Lonnie Napier. On January 16th, House Bill 70 passed out of the Kentucky House of Representatives for the eighth consecutive year, with 82 votes for, 12 against. Both HB 70 and SB 15 currently sit in the Senate Standing Committee on State and Local Government. The legislation would need to move forward with approval from that committee. From that point, it will be sent to the Rules Committee, which can refer to the Senate floor or send back to another standing committee for further consideration. Historically, the bill has not made it to the Senate floor for a hearing and vote. Citizens and lawmakers alike are hoping this will be the year to change that.
My name is Stephanie Hughes, and I am a person in long-term recovery. And what that means is I have not used drugs or alcohol in 17 years. I'm a single parent of a daughter whom I've raised without the assistance of welfare or food stamps, all while putting myself through school. I'm a baccalaureate degree nurse, fully recovered, fully reintegrated, and giving back to my community, our state, except for one thing. I also am a convicted felon. In some respects, that thing saved my life. Being arrested, being sent to prison rescued me. But it also has been what's prevented me from moving on and moving forward. And what I'm asking you today is just that you restore my rights as an American and a citizen of this state to be able to vote. Let my voice be heard in the election.
Kentucky joins only Iowa and Florida in permanently barring any citizen with a felony record from voting unless he or she receives an individual pardon from the governor. Reporting for WMMT and WUKY, I'm Elizabeth Sanders in Whitesburg.